Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
And from the English News Desk, I'm Will Taylor. Pope Benedict is nearing the conclusion of his first week of vacation in the Italian Alps. On Thursday, he took a stroll through the streets of a small town in which he is staying. Charles Collins has this report.
The population of the small Alpine town of Lorenzago de Cadore were enjoying a bright and sunny day Friday, a day after Pope Benedict XVI took a stroll through her streets. The Holy Father is vacationing in the village until July 27th. Although on vacation, Pope Benedict cannot escape some of the facts of life for a Roman pontiff, it's hard for him to escape the press.
Come siete arrivati qui?
Cerchiamo di sanno tutto. Cerchiamo solo per pregare.
How have you gotten here? He asked good-naturedly of a group of reporters, remarking that the journalists always seem to know, but that he has come to be alone and pray. Lorenzago is surrounded by the Dolomite forests, and Pope Benedict sent a letter through the local bishop to the Italian Forestry Service to express his esteem and affection for their work. He called on them to do their work in a spirit of service to their fellow man, and to protect the natural treasures which were given by God for everyone. The letter was sent on the feast day of St. John Gualberto, the patron of the Forestry Service. He told them the feast day was not just a traditional celebration, but also an occasion to spiritually recharge the soul and to build the bonds of friendship and solidarity. It was also the day it was announced that for the first time the Holy See had purchased carbon credits to offset its energy use. The Vatican is paying for the planting of trees in another forest located in Hungary. I'm Charles Collins.